tell you what I used to do is, you know, like if things were too hot.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured, well, black pepper was always hot.
Right.
And then my mind just said, well, if that's hot, then the salt's got to be cold. So if something was too hot, I put more salt on it.
G'day y'all, and welcome to episode 93 from Hate to Rate. Phil's a bit busy with the dog right now, so if you hear any running around, that would be Ralphie. Look, in today's podcast, taste buds and lab coats collide. Phil?
Yes.
What do you think has been the biggest food drink flop you can think of?
Well, drink flop, first one comes to bat as the new Coke.
Yes, absolutely
correct. That was the biggest flop in history.
Yes, I have stats on that one for you. I knew he would. Okay. 77 days after its release, the company
canceled.
But it gets better. Brought back old Coke under the guise of classic Coke. Yeah. The reason for the decision was that only 13% of soda drinkers liked new Coke.
Angry, where was all that testing? Don't they do all this?
I don't know. Angry fans launched campaigns, collected signatures, and started hotlines to force the company to bring back the original soft drink. But my favorite part of the story is ABC's news anchor, Peter Jennings.
Yeah. He's Canadian.
Broke into daytime soap opera General Hospital.
Oh, this is a news alert.
To tell viewers Coca-Cola was giving into public outrage and slumping sales to bring the original soft drink back.
I wonder if it even got sacked.
I'm sure.
Oh, I bet a lot of people got sacked.
Yes.
And can you think of any other ones?
Oh, yeah.
Look, you know what? I can think of one here.
Yeah.
Which is barbecue shapes.
And Vegemite 2.0.
Okay. No, I don't care about Vegemite. Barbecue shapes.
Boy, what about them?
Well, what happened is they changed the recipe. They didn't tell people. And it started on the radio. People going, did you notice that there's not enough seasoning?
There's stuff on the top of it.
Yeah. And they had changed the way they did it. It was an old recipe. And all of a sudden, people were searching for old stock.
They didn't even put new and improved, huh?
They cleared the shelves and then they were told... Mm. Victoria Bitter, I'm hearing from the producer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They reduced the alcohol on VB. That's an outrage.
That was an outrage.
And then they replaced it, and because the people would pay more, they had more alcohol.
Well, that makes sense. Mm. And Vegemite 2.0, which was just a disaster.
Why did they do these things after all that time?
And they got Vegemite cheesy. Isn't that the disaster? Vegemite ice cream. Like, come on.
I think people think that they just have to make something different just to have some buzz. So maybe it was worth it to produce something that was rubbishy for a while to get everyone back in to be excited about the old product. Sounds like a bit of a kerfuffle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, part of today with Hate and Rate, part of the idea behind it is stuff you hated maybe as a kid that you like now, stuff that was bad for you, but now you know it's good for you, or vice versa.
Eggs.
Every day. Yeah, eggs.
Right. They're bad for you. They're good for you. They're bad. Good,
well, like
bad,
I told good, you with bad, coffee, bad. I was just like back and forth and back and forth. Yeah. And we're going to have a list of official superfoods, and that changes hourly just about. Mm-hmm. And where do you stand on all of these things and a few concoctions to maybe make some rubbishy stuff good?
Yeah, well, we always doing that.
Well, we're trying.
See, that's cooking.
Oh, Phil! Sorry. Shocking.
I always got to fix it up.
That's it. And after all, she spoke on the podcast when we're in the shop and all of that. Now, one thing that I love when it's cooked correctly and I cannot stand when it's bad is okra. I like deep fried
okra.
Covered, it's like chopped up, but covered in cornmeal.
Yeah.
It's like popcorn.
See, I never grew up on okra or anything like that. So it was like something I tasted and like, it's okay. But, you know, but now we got smoker in the store.
Yes.
So it's like pickled okra, but smoky.
No, I like pickled okra because it's crunchy. It's the whole, see now my grandma, my dad's mom used to cook it until it was
like
slimy.
Like a soup and it's slimy. Yeah, I know.
Mm. I remember being little. It's one of the few things that were refused. But That brings us to fun fact number one.
Yes.
So I think this is – so Delta State. So I'm trying to think which – is it Alabama? Where was it? Anyway, I gave it to the producer.
Delta would be like Georgia.
Or Georgia or Mississippi maybe? Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so Delta State's historic mascot is the Statesman. So if you know who that is, you'll go there. But in the late 1980s, the DSU students decided that the Statesmen simply weren't fearsome enough. So they voted to become – the Delta State Fighting Okra, because, you know, everyone fears okra.
Yeah.
And if you look at him, he's got a snarl on his face and his, fists are up.
Cleveland, Mississippi.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Cleveland's everywhere. I've been to Cleveland, Kansas.
Yes, we were talking about that. I feel like
well, I'm Pittsburgh. Anyway,
I feel like there's Pittsburgh near me in California. There's a lot of Pittsburghs.
Yeah.
Now. Brussels sprouts, fun fact number two. I'm going to leave the last two for you, Phil, because I know how much you love it. So Brussels sprouts supplied enough power to light up a Christmas tree on London's South Bank on 2013.
So how did that happen?
I don't know. Maybe
did they cook the sprouts?
Could have been. I don't know. All the little kids might have thought didn't want them.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they're cruciferous. Cruciferous. Now, Brendan didn't have a Brussels sprout until
3 weeks ago.
No, it's probably about 2 years ago, but he had been eating them for years and didn't realize it. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And number three, we got four today, huh?
Yes.
So number three, a type of beet known as the sugar beet is a source of around half of the world's refined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And sugar beets contain 20% sugar compared to 8% for red beets.
Yes.
And there was a documentary that we talked about a while ago about how this one Cuban guy controls all of the sugar in America and the pricing. And that's why all the went to high fructose corn syrup and stuff like that
to
beat him up. Anyway, and then the bonus beet fact. We can beat on this. Beets were considered an aphrodisiac in Roman times. Modern scientists have found that beets absorb and store high amounts of boron,
which is not like moron.
Which is essential in creating human sex organs, hormones.
Yeah. Which is,
organs.
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Thing, right, yeah.
You need George Carlin to comment on this one, I reckon.
No, he only talks about yogurt, which we'll probably get to later.
Which, yes, if you think about that. Now, one thing on sugar beets.
Yeah.
They're grown sort of in the San Joaquin Valley in California, and you used to see them when we would commute back and forth in the mornings, and then you'd see these big, giant – they're like – imagine a sweet potato about five times the size. Ugly, but looks like that, and they'd be all over the freeway.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
If a truck had to stop quickly and they'd fall out.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom's like, we can't
I remember traveling somewhere, and we're seeing these things all over the road, and saying, what are these things? You know, are they sugar coming beets. Down from Earth or space or somewhere?
So I wonder, we've got to think about that too with like Coca-Cola and things using natural sugar.
Yeah.
I wonder
they use corn syrup, which is high
fructose. Well, but if you the Mexican code.
Yeah.
Or the different ones.
Well,
different
they would use probably real sugar because they don't have to worry about the Cubans, a Cuban guy.
They've got the cane.
Yeah, well. Okay. Well, anyway, that's sweet enough. We'll be back. After a few words from our sponsor. All right, we're back, and we're going to talk about when food goes bad.
And then good, and then bad, and then good again sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, then we're going to start off with good.
Well, I think everything here has had a rough history.
Yes.
So now.
And we just talked about eggs. We'll start off with that.
That's right.
Because eggs were always good for you. And then they said, whoa, you can't have eggs. Hold it. Too much cholesterol, you know? But I never figured out that it was like there's two different types of cholesterol.
That's exactly right.
And. You know, and now you could have eggs again.
You can have them every day if you want. And remember, it used to be at one point, it was like two a week.
Yeah.
That was it, maximum.
Unless you had the whites of the eggs. And what do you do with the yellows, which really tastes good?
That's a good bit. I had some scrambled egg whites because I had leftover egg whites for something.
Yeah.
Man, what a pitiful existence to live on egg whites. I mean,
they always eat, Jerry always ate egg whites on Seinfeld.
Yeah, no.
Egg whites.
But yes, and they actually, so they are a superfood, and studies have shown that having 2 to 3 eggs for breakfast suppresses hunger for hours while boosting concentration.
Yeah, and because you always should have a protein for breakfast.
Absolutely.
And that's really high in protein.
We're breaking the fast. Mm-hmm. Right? And eggs are also full of serotonin, which can aid in the prevention of junk food and sugar cravings.
Wow.
Sucked down a whole bunch of
them. Cut down on my alcohol intake. No. And
you can have a whiskey sour and use the egg whites for that. That's what I should have done.
I think that. And then we got butter.
Butter. Everything is better with butter.
Everything's better with blue button on it. That's margarine.
Yeah, see? And margarine is literally one molecule away from being plastic.
Whoa.
But rats, bugs, and flies don't eat it, and that should tell you everything. No mold will grow on it, and the body is unable to get rid of it.
Oh, but you got the other one now that's supposed to be healthy for you, you know?
Do you know, I think anything other than some medications made in a lab, just give me something that is from the cow, it's milked, it's shaken up a little bit, and then it's in my grocery store.
Remember the commercial? Bacadilla. Oh, they're not bacadilla. What do they call it? The Mexican word for, the Spanish word for butter.
I don't know.
Yeah. But remember that commercial?
Yeah, it was parquet.
Yeah, parquet.
All these brands I've forgotten about. Yes. So, yes, butter. It's great for you. It's a good fat. It's, you know, people were doing
saturated fat. That's not such a good fat.
Well, it'll fill you. A little bit of butter is better than a lot of margarine.
Was that a song from?
Could be, but if not, let's write it. But not only does it make things taste better, it's not a processed food.
But you know, going back to margarine, where you say that rats, bugs, and flies don't eat. I found my cat with his head into the margarine tin one time.
Well, Army's special.
Yeah.
We used to give our cats like their medicine in butter.
In butter, yeah.
Yeah.
But now he'll spit it out, this one. So
you have to hold him down and shove it down his throat. Yeah. The poor thing.
And coffee. My cafe.
My favorite.
Moderate intake, about 2 to 5 cups a day.
I fit in that.
Yeah, that's usually, but I could only ask, you know, I only drink coffee most of the time, like 98% of the time, till 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And sometimes we're going to do a coffee run. It's like, are you ready for one yet? Let's go. So is that moderate intake is linked to a lower likelihood of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, liver and endometrial cancers, Parkinson's disease, and depression. Well, I know I'd be depressed if I didn't have it.
Yes.
It's even possible that people who drink coffee can reduce their risk of early death.
Because you have to have another cup of coffee before you go anywhere.
That's right.
Let me get a coffee before
That's
I die.
Right. Early death of those around you if they try to keep it away from me.
Mm. But see, now the Italians with the, you know, they will have the coffee with anisette. And that's like, you know, after dinner. And that like settles your stomach.
It's great. And then one of the places in the world that has the longest lifespan.
Yeah, one of the blue earth places.
In Italy with espresso and not holding back on it. You know, often probably we probably put, well, here, because we don't stop drinking milk coffee, you know, after breakfast. That'd be more of a problem.
Yeah, you have milk coffee, a latte in Italy or anywhere, Europe, but then come in the afternoon, you haven't. Oh, you're Americano. Hey, I know you. You pay double.
That's right. That is right. Now, off to another one of the family favorites, red wine.
Yeah. So researchers suggested drinking an occasional glass of red wine is good for you. Occasional. I mean, occasionally like in the afternoon and the evening, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know.
It provides antioxidants, which is really good.
Yes.
May promote longevity, can help protect against heart disease, heart inflammation, among other benefits. Interesting, red wine likely has higher levels of antioxidants than white wine.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you could figure that out. Yeah.
And it has resveratrol in it. So if you look at, or that's where it comes from the grape skin. So if you look at Chemist Warehouse or anywhere else you're going to, you will look at resveratrol. And it's in skincare now for people, and it helps your cells reproduce. It's sort of like the fountain of youth.
I should start putting it on my face instead of putting that Chardonnay down my throat.
Yeah. Look, yeah, just switch to a nice Pinot and you'll be fine.
Well, I like my Cab Sav. Sorry.
That's okay. Mm. Now, the other thing.
And then I look at, I finished half a bottle already. Did I open that yesterday?
No, how big was your glass to start with?
Yeah, you know, it just needs, it keeps on streaking. Evaporation.
Oh, that's it.
But then, like in the summertime, I switch usually from drinking red wine to drinking white wine. Oh, I did, last year I drank rosé.
Nice. I like a rosé. Yeah,
a very icy cold French rosé, which is really nice. But when we were in 2000, when we went to Europe, we had lunch at some place in Paris, and they gave us red wine I ordered, and it was cold.
Because
I remember my father, my aunts, the whole family always kept the red wine in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So they would, you know, and they would drink it cold. And this year I started drinking a little bit cold and it was enjoyable.
It is nice because sometimes it's too open, I suppose is the word, when it's too warm. You don't want it to be really hot. You want it cool.
It's supposed to be like cellar cold.
Yeah, that's right. Mm,
but this was refrigerate cold.
I can see that. I remember my dad was like, go ahead, put ice in your white wine in the summer. It's like, go ahead, no one will get after you. Now, nuts. Mm-hmm. That is something that is, we have gone back and forth with good and bad. And
well, I never heard of being bad unless you're eating stuff with like bad peanut butter.
Yeah.
But that's not a nut.
No, but it was too fattening. It was in the old days of no eggs. It's like too fattening and, you know, all that sort of thing. And now I think our problem, all of our problem is the serving of nuts. It's a handful, but not King Kong's hand.
Well, then also because the nuts we do are cooked or, you know, in an oven and then there's salt and then, don't have salt in it. You have to have raw nuts. Then you get bacteria if you don't cook them.
No, and it tastes better. No, I like
it. I drink a lot of red wine and then eat the nuts after. We always have a big jar of nuts in my house.
I have some in there. Yeah. I have to hide them from someone. But
I like smoked almonds.
And we've got
the wasabi and soy ones.
Oh. We've got those at work. And Sean, I went and got one of the smoked ones. Mm. And he goes, that'll just do me on the ride home. Yeah. But Mom came to visit once. And Sally, my friend, her parents, Ray and Heather, Mom's close to them. And Ray would give you a glass of wine and he'd give you six peanuts. That was it. There's your peanut allocation. And he'd have
one allocation.
Yeah, that was it. So she always remembers that. So eating nuts as a part of a healthy diet may be good for your heart. Nuts contain unsaturated fatty acids and other nutrients. And they're a great snack food. Inexpensive.
No, I don't think that's true.
I don't think none that I like are inexpensive.
Sometimes walnuts are about the cheapest nuts. And they're probably really good for you because they have a lot of oil.
They are very good for you. Mm-hmm. Easy to store and easy to pack when you're on the go. One drawback to nuts is that they're high in calories, so it's important to limit
portions.
But they're
high in fiber, too. So what goes in comes out. Doesn't get a chance to absorb into your stream of the calories.
No, it's just do a little scraping on the way there. It fixes everything. Ah, avocados. Mm-hmm. Here we are now.
A lot of people hate avocados.
I don't understand that. Let me correct it.
Well, if you're from the Midwest, they hate avocados.
I hate hot avocados.
Hot avocados?
Well, like people make like a pasta with avocado in it.
Oh, yeah, I've done that with bacon.
I can't do hot avocado. It changes.
I'll make it for you. Bacon and garlic, a crunchy garlic. I haven't done that in 30 years.
You could probably, because I know you're cooking, you could probably turn my opinion. But they are packed with vitamins and minerals, including potassium, magnesium, and folate. They're also rich in vitamin K, C, E, B5, and B6. They offer other benefits as well. And avocados have a higher satiety value, so you're fuller longer. Mm-hmm. And they're a great thing for breakfast. But I think we all eat too much. So you don't need a whole avocado.
Oh, but they're so good. You get them when they're really good. Come on. You know, and it squeeze a little lemon on it, a little salt, or I like the Tony Cacheres more seasoning onto it, and that's all you need.
Well, you know what Katrina puts on it? She taught me.
What?
Sweetened condensed milk.
Ooh. I don't know.
Same thing. Don't know. And I had the same look on my face when she told me. Mm-hmm. She said, try it. And I tried it. I was like, ooh. So there you go.
And avocados have come down significantly. So everything's been going up because they have too many avocados now because they grew too many trees. So we have – that's why they're so cheap.
Oh, well.
And also Malone, they were 99 cents or less.
Oh, wow.
And now they're only $1.39. And they're great. And, you know, like for breakfast, piece of toast and
avocado instead of
putting
it.
Butter or margarine on it, and you just put some avocado and a little salt and pepper, and you're done.
Or hot sauce
if you want to skip the salt.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Or, you know, it's good if you cut a avocado in half, take the pip out, and put Worcestershire sauce in it. Or Worcestershire sauce, as we started saying.
Yeah.
That is actually really good. And so you kind of spoon it and just dip it in it as you're going. It's a nice little hit.
And we got that new Brianna's one that has the avocado on it, but it's not avocado dressing.
Yes.
It's cilantro and lime.
That would be
I haven't tried that, but that looks – that should be a good combo.
Now, I might do – well, I'll do feedback and feedback, but our mom was listening to the podcast. Yeah. I was so happy. And she said the Brianna's, she said that brand is so good for you. She's heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah,
and
it's a good brand.
Yeah. Right. So – she said, I can't get into my area. I said, do you want me to bring you some?
Bring some from Australia.
I might do that. Now, so on to one of my favorites, heaps of favorites. Your dentist might be their favorite too at times, popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In fact, I had a little popcorn because it was a bag of the Snickers popcorn on the way out.
Yes.
Nice and tasty, but I just don't like the kernels.
Yeah, that's a hard thing.
Yeah.
And well, or you get the little husks and they get right in the back of your throat.
But they are good for you, especially if you air pop them, right?
Well, you know, again, I have a Whirly Pop, so one of the popcorn makers, and I put in olive oil.
Yeah.
So I use that. So it's I like oil. It fried or popped that way. So it's a healthy snack packed with whole grain fiber and antioxidants.
It's healthy unless you buy the microwave one.
Yeah.
Or then it's full of highly saturated fat.
Or go to the movies with the fat. Brendan.
And he put that artificial butter on it.
Brendan he saw how they did it in America, right? When we were dating. Mm-hmm. And then I come back here for a visit. So he goes, Brendan, when he's ordering something, it's like Meg Ryan when Harry Met Sally at this. So he goes to the counter and goes, right. Okay. So I want a large popcorn. Stop. Right. Before you go, fill it halfway. Then squeeze like the butter on it.
Right.
Now fill it up and then put butter on the top.
But I can't do that.
They were like, what?
It's like Phil has a chocolate caramel sundae.
Yes, that's right.
You can't do that. It's not in the directions.
And that's he was watching them at home when we went to the movies, and that was it. Yeah, that will kill you. Don't go for those.
Yeah. All right. And dark chocolate.
Oh, yum.
Except if it's too dark. Because if it's like 90%, that is really bitter.
Yeah, it's hard.
But now cocoa, which is chocolate in the raw, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, like the Mexicans put it into their dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're making something with a salsa or with a sauce that's warm, you put a tablespoon or two into it, or you're making chili.
I'm putting my chili.
Yeah.
That's really yummy. So it's
mole has cocoa in it.
That's right. And people go, the chocolate chicken. I'm like, it is so far from chocolate chicken. Yeah. It's not right. So it's rich with antioxidants called flavonoids, which are great for your heart and may improve cognitive functioning.
So out of all of those, what do you eat? So we had 8 different things. How many do you eat all the time?
Eggs, butter, coffee. Red wine, not out. Red wine, sort of maybe weekly or fortnightly. Nuts, probably every day. Mm-hmm. Avocados when they're handy. Popcorn, not so much. And I get a handful but I get a few chocolate chips every day too.
Yeah.
So I should be the healthiest chick.
I should be healthy too because the only two things that I don't eat that much of that's on the list is popcorn and butter.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But I use a butter in cooking now more so than I did before. But everything else I have almost like on I wouldn't say daily basis, but I don't because I don't have eggs on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But maybe three or four times a week, you know, when I'm that lazy, I'll make eggs for breakfast. Coffee every day, wine every day, nuts every day, avocados if they're round and they're soft, I'll eat them every day. If, you know, and dark chocolate I probably have every day.
See? Mm. Now we should live to be 112.
Yeah, I doubt it. I'd go outside and get hit by a car.
All that hard work that you put into it. Yeah. Now, we now have the official list as of 1 o'clock today. Might change next week.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a broccoli. Superfoods.
Yes, and we'll just run through.
You wonder where I was going with that.
I was looking like, I don't know. So now, official list of superfoods, dark leafy greens, berries, green tea, eggs, legumes, so beans, nuts and seeds.
I used to live near the Camp Lagoon.
You have to wait. Because now, number 7 is for you, Phil.
Number 7, the yogurt.
Kiefer Sutherland. That's right.
Garlic, yes.
Yes. Olive oil, ginger, you know about turmeric. Anti-inflammatory, salmon. Avocado, sweet potato.
Mushrooms. Highlighted.
And seaweed. So nori.
Yeah, I like nori, yeah.
Or the little, you know, when you chop it up and put it in different dishes. Now.
So we got to talk to any of those? No.
We're wondering where chia is.
Chia.
Chia seeds and quinoa. Maybe. Maybe that'll be next week.
Yeah. As seen on TV. The chia pet.
I love. I always wanted one, never got one. But yes, I always wanted to make it end up looking like
Like Horshack.
Or Alex Trebek when he had with his big fro.
Yeah. I used to have a fro when I used to have hair.
I've seen the photos and it's true. Now, Phil.
Yes, another man's meat. No, one man's meat is another man's poison.
That's right.
Where do you stand? Where are you sitting right now? Licorice. Right.
Love it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I had Chuckles. I took Chuckles on the girls' trip, the little jelly tots, and we were all fighting over the dark ones. Yes?
Yeah. Nah, I could do without licorice. I'm not a licorice fan. Olives.
Love them all.
Yeah, they are. I like the real dried cured ones.
Oh, yeah. Like someone's.
The black ones. Oh, they're good. Coriander.
I love it. Well, no, it is cilantro, but.
Yeah, cilantro. Now, the first time I had it was, of course, in California because you wouldn't get it on the East Coast at the time. So I went to the store and went to buy parsley.
Oh, yes.
Because they look
very similar.
Very similar.
Okay. Flat leaf Italian.
And then when I go do it, what is this? You know, when you're expecting one taste and you get something else.
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
And I had a dislike for it for many years. But then when I realized that, it's more the fragrance from it. And we spoke about just, I think, last week, you know, about a menudo.
Yeah, yeah.
Or pho, you know, and you put that on there and you squeeze the lime and that hot soup and you're getting that. Oh,
it just changes everything.
Yes. I mean, the smell and, it's just great.
Well, it took me a long time because I wanted to make some salsa and I didn't know that coriander. Yeah, was cilantro here. You know, it's like a rutabaga and a sweet and all that. Yeah. So until I was like, I smelled that. And I was like, that's what it is. Blue cheese. How do you feel about blue cheese?
I like a blue Stilton, which is English. And it's like it's red in color and really sharp.
I love that. Oh,
that's just so good. And I like blue cheese and the other one, Roquefort. And, what's the other Italian one?
I can't think of the name of it.
Not Mazapan. I don't know. Jeanette has it. In fact, she just bought some and it was really good. Nice. Anyway, but there's an Italian version. I mean, it's versions of everything. Coffee. Well, we already know that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Now we've got more. Hang on. I'm going to go back to blue cheese for 1 second. Yep. My grandfather, I knew I was his only grandchild, but I knew I was his favorite because he used to put blue cheese when I was little.
Yeah.
Stack it on a cracker and goes, come over here, soup.
Yeah.
And I loved it. He's like,
salty.
Yeah, kids love great. Salt. Okay.
I tell you what I used to do is, you know, like if things were too hot.
Yes.
Yeah. I figured, black pepper was always hot.
Right.
And then my mind just said, if that's hot, then the salt's got to be cold. So if something was too hot, I put more salt on it.
I can see
36. Come on.
I would see where you're going with that. Yeah. I understand.
So my mind got.
Now, the marzipan flavor, which is the almond paste,
yeah.
I adore it. Like, I love it.
I could take it or leave it. If it's overdone, like when you get the marzipan fruits and stuff that. No,
you don't want a lump of it.
I just like it. Like, if it's mixed up into, like, pierogies, the cookies.
Yes.
Pignoles. Yeah. You know, pine cookies. And something like that, I enjoy it, but not when it's, like, overdosed.
Yeah. I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. Coffee.
La Cafe.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You know, the thing is, I got out of drinking American coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went back, the other month, I started drinking the Keurig. And that was really flavorful compared to what you get at the diners.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and that got me back on the other side of it again.
And now that we have coffee at work too, which
I'm
is
drinking that all the time instead of going out to the coffee.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brendan. Okay, the joke in the family is Brendan doesn't think you can order a normal a latte at Starbucks. Ainsley's addicted to Starbucks, right?
Right.
And she gets the most outrageous two pumps of this, right?
In America.
Oh, I know. So Brendan, sent us a movie the other day. He was bored and he walked into a Starbucks and it was the group chat. And we're like, you are kidding me. And Ainsley told you to get what was it?
Oh,
it was
God.
Like a one pump, get a latte with one pump of white mocha, caramel, and something else. And Brendan goes, I'll get a venti. She goes, of course.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh my God, it was like a dessert.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. Yeah.
But the kids, like Mackenzie used to take sips out of my coffee when she was little, and she's always liked coffee.
Yeah,
and then Ainsley, it took her.
Well, I think also as we were kids, we probably didn't drink. You know, every morning there was coffee being brewed, real brewed. You know, with a percolator.
Yep.
We probably didn't never drink that as kids, but on the holidays we always had a little taste of the Italian coffee, the espresso.
Yeah.
You know, black coffee that you could in the day how they made it then. You know, you put a spoon in and melt. Yeah. You know, just deteriorated. It was that strong. So we always had that with a little bit of aniseed in it. And, you know, the same thing having wine. We always had, you know, on the holidays or whatever, we always had wine, but it was always like mixed with Coca-Cola. So you just had a little taste of it.
Well, that's it. Now, here is the order Brendan had from Ainsley. Quote, get an iced white chocolate with one shot of espresso, sweet cream cold foam, and a caramel drizzle.
Okay.
Dessert.
Yeah, it is dessert.
Yes, he was not impressed.
You don't have to eat anything else after that.
No, you're done. You had 4,000 calories in that one thing.
So now we go from coffee to anchovies.
Perfect. And you can sneak those puppies in because they melt.
They melt down.
Oh.
Yep. And another story. When I was young.
Yes. Just a boy.
Other than having mayonnaise sandwiches, which was probably, that's probably number one on my list.
Yes.
Okay. And number two on my list was anchovy sandwiches. So open up a little can of anchovies, put a piece of white bread, put them on there, fold in half and eat it.
And all the oil would just like ooze into the bread.
Yeah.
Lovely. I love anchovies. I love them on pizza. Brendan and I will get them on pizza. But I use them in my pasta sauce if I have it in the fridge.
Yeah, but so many people hate them.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people think they hate them. I wonder how many people who say they hate them have had them.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder.
Canned tuna.
Yeah, well, we have Vegemite first. Vegemite.
How did I skip that?
Yes.
So, Vegemite.
Don't mind it.
Yeah.
Don't mind it. Has to have lots of butter and a scraping of Vegemite. Yeah.
Well, I had it as a kid, so I got used to it early on. And,
nice.
You know, I have no objection to it.
But I will admit, raising my children, you know, that first little bit of toast you give them, they had peanut butter on it, not Vegemite.
Which is good because they didn't have the allergies.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And my dad loved it. Mm. He would eat it off a spoon.
Yeah.
It was a bit weird.
It's sort of like when Mary Jane gave Leo a taste of it the first time.
And didn't warn him?
Didn't warn him. Thinking that'd be something like, well, if it's a breakfast food, it'd be like, you know, it comes out of a jar, it'd be something like peanut butter.
It must look like chocolate.
Yeah, Leo, try this.
Now on to the canned tuna. What do you think?
I've been eating canned tuna all my life.
Yeah, I love tuna.
I even put it in pasta when I want to put a protein into it.
Yep. It's always good to have some kicking around. Mm-hmm. And
that's a big thing in Bologna.
It's okay.
Yeah, they don't make bolognese in Bologna.
They make tuna pasta.
They make tuna pasta. They call that like a bolognese, but they don't make a bolognese what we call bolognese over here.
Now, that's
and I never had bolognese when I was in America. So we're Sicilian. We don't have Napoletano bolognese.
You were raised right.
We're a different part of Italy.
That's right. I understand that. Now, Mackenzie used to, as a little kid, she liked old flavors. If I was stuck, like if I had always had a can of, you could get the can of tuna that had like Italian flavored or whatever.
I only like this with olive oil or spring water. Yeah.
But I could crack one of those open and she'd eat that for lunch. Like if we were out at, away from home.
Yeah. I think because I just grew up with regular tuna fish and oil that. Anything else is a sacrilege.
Okay, fair enough. And speaking of sacrilege, tofu.
Tastes just like meat.
Or how do you pronounce it? Brittany was pronouncing tofu. That's right.
Tofu. F-U.
Yes. Look, I like fried tofu, so it's crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside.
And there goes all the benefits
That's
of it.
That's exactly right. And I have had a good tofu scramble. So you can make it like scrambled eggs.
Well, I'll go with the tofu cousin, soy milk.
Yes. See, okay. There you go. You get all
so
the
I like soy milk. Like yep. If I'm having cereal, I prefer soy. With soy milk. I just like the taste of it in cereal than regular milk.
Fair enough. Brendan's sister could only.
But I don't want to. Don't put it in my coffee.
I know. I like it in a chai. I can have it like in a chai, but
that's
I don't
coffee,
like it.
Right?
No, tea. No, yeah. But I don't like it in a coffee. Yeah. But Brendan's sister, she's being healthy, but she said the only cereal that she could stand soy milk in was Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Pops.
But I love that. Yeah. It's all right. Got the good stuff in. Now,
mushrooms.
I love them.
Yeah.
You love them.
What's not to love? They're little.
This one over
they're
here.
Perky.
They're fungus.
They're fungi. Fungi.
The fungus among us.
Yeah, the fungus among us.
I've been trying for years, except for like if I make something that has a can of cream and mushroom soup.
Yeah.
He's okay. But one day he was so
baked
brave.
Mushrooms?
No, I tried.
Fried mushrooms?
He tries about every 5 years, and he gets about 3 bites in and just goes, I can't do it. But then he often eats it and other stuff. So.
Yeah. It's the vegetarian's beef.
Yeah. And if you get like a portobello or like a big mushroom and you put like goat's cheese and olive oil and herbs in it and grill that, my God, that is fantastic.
A lot of good mushroom recipes. A lot of things to make with mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite, beetroot. You ain't got to go to me. You know my opinion. So
yes.
Just ask your opinion.
Tastes like dirt. No, I do love it. But I
good
grew up. Yeah, no. I grew up. I keep thinking.
You can have mine and his mushrooms.
Fine. I keep thinking of salad bars, with the sort of pickled beetroot.
Yeah.
We never baked it or anything. Yeah. It was only the pickled version until I came here and people were baking it. I'm like, ooh.
What are you doing? Fresh beetroot. First of all, you've never seen fresh beetroot
in
America.
No, never.
Never. So always, where's the beetroot? Oh, down aisle 6.
That's right. In the cans.
On the third shelf.
That's right. So I suppose maybe that was the trick. Maybe, although the fresh ones taste more dirt-like, so you probably wouldn't like them. Oh, now.
Sushi.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I was early on.
Yeah, you're saying you took that class way back when?
Yeah, I took – that would have been 30-odd years ago or more.
Yeah.
We've been here 30 years? Oh, yeah. No, I've been like 40 years ago.
Right, there you
go. I was just a boy, a young boy. So when I was working down Lower Manhattan, there was a sushi restaurant, which was quite unique because it wasn't much around. And once we started going there, like everybody was like, whoa, this is great. Where did this come from?
It's just like fresh and it's fantastic.
But anyway, it just I think now it's like over here in Australia, unfortunately, the most sushi you get, everything is salmon. Because it's the most common and inexpensive.
Yes.
But over there, we were getting like, yellowtail and urchin and all this.
Oh, beautiful.
And you wouldn't get salmon because they didn't freeze the fish first. That's why they could do salmon now, because they have to freeze it first to kill any bacteria.
Mm.
And, but it was just, and you get like, we used to come in there like, even though we're drinking sake and stuff, but like a whole different type of high you know, from all that protein and whatever else you would get, the mercury probably from the East River. You know?
Well, and you would have had some of the seaweed that was back there. Yeah. But yeah, it's like so fresh and clean and it's just magnificent. Mm. So I do love it. And I loved it when my kids would have it when Ainsley's picky, as you know, and I could always get a sushi for her and she would eat that. And I was like, at least I know that's all right.
The same way. He got brought up early on sushi.
So, it's a great handy thing to and easy now because it's so available. Mm-hmm. Now, pickles.
Pickles. Wow. Now, pickles.
I love pickles.
Okay, but certain type of pickles.
Yes.
Okay. I could eat a bread and butter pickle. But that's not on my
not top, your favorite.
Not that, top of my list. But you know, my favorite has always been like a real good sour pickle. You know, like the Bubba's that we have at work. And a lot of the canned ones, you know, jaw ones. I mean, some of the basic are okay to my taste. And then we just brought home Rick's pickles,
right?
The new brand that we just brought in.
Oh, great!
And Jeanette loved them. I found them a little bit too sweet, but then the sweetness wears off on you. Okay. But she loved them. But still, my favorite's Bubba's.
I'll have to try that. I like they're so good.
When you bite into it, you just go.
Now, because. Another bit of, this is about pickles, but Wickles.
Yeah. Wickles
pickles. Mom says the best relish in the world
is Wickles.
Because they have a half dill, half sweet.
Ooh.
So okay.
I think we might have ordered those.
That would be great. But
I know
we
ordered some Wickle pickles.
I love saying it. You want to try the Wickles pickles?
Because we sell lots of pickles. We got more pickles than Peter had to pickle. Pumpkin, I don't know.
But more pickles in the Lower East Side has pickles.
Yeah, we have a lot of different brands of pickles because everybody has a
different taste. That's right. So,
and the most popular pickle in the store is the Van Horten.
Oh, I know. The girls call it picky in a pouch.
They could have called it something else in a pouch. Grab onto that pickle there.
Yeah. Yes, look at Van Holten's Big Papa.
Big Papa.
People call. I get calls at least once a week. Do you have the pickles in the pouch?
Yeah.
It's because
and I mean, if you've been in America, any gas station you go to, 7-Eleven or whatever, they're sitting right there at the cash register.
That's it, right next to the Jack Links or
good food.
Yes, that's right. That I get you. Now, yes, I enjoy a good pickle. Now, I find this very divisive.
Circus pickles.
Circus peanuts.
Peanuts. I got pickles in my mind.
I know. They're revolting.
Yes.
I hate them.
But you love them.
No. But Ainsley loves them and half the kids that work for you love them.
It's just sugar and...
It makes my teeth hurt smelling them. I don't even have to bite into them.
Well, they have a little bit of a crunch to them.
They do because they're like... if someone ever comes in and goes, soft. These are stale. No, that's the way they're meant to be.
Yeah.
It has that.
Yeah.
And you would like them. They're kind of like a banana lolly.
Yeah, they do a banana one too. Yeah. I could have one now and then, but
that's all you need for a decade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, next one. Liver.
I love liver. Mom.
Make me liver.
Liver and onions. Thank you. Liver.
But it's summer.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. Liver. I have always been a weird kid and I love liver and onions. Mom does it with vermouth.
Yeah.
And then makes a gravy and we mash potatoes. Oh my gosh.
Sounds really good. I like liver too. And I like chopped chicken liver too.
Oh, especially. Chicken liver is fantastic.
I told you about the time we were in. Would have been Texas.
And, right.
And we went to a place to eat, and an appetizer had fried chicken livers with those candied jalapenos.
Yum.
Yeah, that was so good.
And at KFC in the States, or at least near us,
giblets and stuff,
you could order them.
Yeah. I think at Popeyes you'll get them. I don't know. I didn't see them at KFC the last time.
Well, we had to ask for them. It was always like their secret menu. Oh.
And
spam.
Yeah, not for me. Too greasy.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that.
Slimy.
I like it in Hawaii. I like it in musubi, salmon sushi, or spam sushi. But it used to gross me out when I'd go to friends' houses and sometimes they fry it. And I was just like,
ooh. It's like frying. Remember, I used to get, we call that in America, something ham, chopped ham. That it was a meat in the tin? No, in a deli.
Oh, like a ham steak?
No. It was like manufactured ham. What you call it? A manufactured ham?
I don't know.
Oh, good. I'll think about it. But we used to get that and fry that. That was really good.
Fried bologna. Is
it's right. All right. It'll come after the show's over.
That's right. We'll put it in a note.
Yep. And then fish.
Fish. Phil is making gill motions, and it's quite amusing. Caught me off guard.
Yeah. No, I like fish.
I like fish too.
Just got to cook it quick.
That's it. And I think it's possibly it's an acquired taste. Yeah. Like from the time you're little, it might not be something you like.
And you go to a lot of Asian restaurants and you see the people that are eating it are the Asians, and they're just go, I'll have what he's having, because they're having, it comes out like the whole flounder deep fried with like a very light sauce or something over it, like a fish sauce. If you ever have one of those, it's just so good because they're crunchy and then they're flaky inside.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, next one, Brussels sprouts.
Love them. Bake them. They have to be crunchy, not boiled and squishy.
Yeah, I could take them or leave them. But I have had them in like a salad where you just chop them all up to smithereens and put them into your salad.
It's great. Yep. Yeah.
And broccoli.
I go on and off broccoli.
I can eat broccoli every day.
I love it, but I get tired of it because sometimes there's no other options.
It's like one of the things I love, but I don't eat it enough.
Oh, well.
You know, like sometimes it sits in the bin in the refrigerator and I forget that it's there.
Oh, yeah. You know? It can happen. It goes a little bit yellow and you can't do it.
It goes soft. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets a little tea. Yeah. Cauliflower.
Same thing with cauliflower.
Yeah.
And I grew up on cauliflower. My mother always, like, for Sundays, like if she ever made a roast, we always had cauliflower with white sauce.
Yeah.
And I love that as a kid.
Yeah, that's so good. That's how I got the kids to eat the cauliflower.
Yeah. And beans.
So I like string beans. I don't like lima beans. Mm-hmm. But I like most beans. I wouldn't have a bowl of beans as a...
Italians would.
Yeah.
So we'll have like chickpeas or cannoli beans and just with cold. As a salad.
Oh, yeah. No, I
with lemon and olive oil squeezed over it and maybe some parsley and
beautiful. A little
bit of garlic or something like that. Mm.
Oh, that's good.
Really, and then if the tomatoes are around, throw some tomatoes into it.
Oh, okay. I'm doing
very
that.
Very good and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Asparagus?
Yeah. I eat them, but not a big fan.
I do. They're in my area, so I grew up on them. So I probably was introduced early, but I love them, but I like them marinated. So like I'll get a vinaigrette.
Yeah. See, I saw my mother made them all the time. Yeah. Maybe that's why I didn't like them so much because it was like vinegar and garlic, you know.
Vinegar and garlic sounds good to me. What about spinach? How do you feel about that?
You could eat lots. I was a big Popeye fan as a kid, so you get sucked into it, you know.
Do you know what I found out?
What?
They filmed Popeye in Malta.
Yeah.
Right? All those years ago, they left the set up. You can still go and see the set. So you can.
That was a flop.
I know.
Yeah. But spinach, because you could put it in a lot of things.
That's absolutely
right. So if you're cooking something, like if you're cooking your string beans, you throw it in that with a little tomatoes.
Oh, and beautiful.
That makes a nice little side dish. You can put it into scrambled eggs because it all shrinks down.
Yes.
And you can put it with your mushrooms. You can put it
garlic. Oh, I like the mushrooms and garlic. Yes.
There's so many things.
Eggplant.
Yep.
Love it.
Yeah.
Mackenzie likes my eggplant parm, but that takes like half a day.
Do you bread your eggplant?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I do. And I do baba ganoush as well.
Yeah. Jeanette makes a lot of baba ganoush and I like caponate, which is eggplant salad.
Yes, is beautiful. The
olives and all that. That's really nice.
Yep. Now, this one.
How did bits get in there?
Well, vanilla ice cream I hated more than anything in the world when I was a kid.
Huh.
It was revolting to me. But now, because my taste buds have matured.
Should have had you in my house, you know, when we had the Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah, and everyone left the vanilla. At my house, we had to go across. There was none left. You couldn't tunnel. But as I got older, now if we find a good ice cream place, I'll try the vanilla to see if I think it's a good ice cream place. Because if vanilla's good, everything else will be good.
And okra, we talked about okra.
We did talk about okra, the divisive okra.
Well, it's just I think nothing I grew up on. I never had, as a kid, never had.
Well, it's, you know, and it's an African dish too. So it's cooked very differently depending on who's cooking it. So I suppose there's ways to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, Phil, as we were going to look at the 14 most nutrient dense vegetables, this is just a public service announcement for all the candy we talk about. So we're just going to run through these quickly. So Phil, you go ahead. You can start.
Want me to go quick?
Yeah, you go quick.
Spinach, carrots, broccoli, garlic, Brussels sprouts, kale, green peas, Swiss chard, beets, asparagus, red cabbage, sweet potatoes, collard greens, and cauliflower.
That's right.
That's it. That's it. Eat all those. You'll be healthy as a lamb.
It was less than 30 seconds. 93 podcasts.
Well, that's right. We've got our priorities straight.
All right.
Okay, now try this as well. Smoothies, wraps, and sandwiches are all easy ways to squeeze more vegetables into your daily diet. Mm-hmm. Aim to include at least 1 to 2 servings of veggies with each meal to ensure you're meeting your needs, if you can be bothered. Okay.
Now, going back to other vegetables. Hate one, love the other.
This is the way I like some of my veggies.
Okay. Carrots.
Ugh.
Okay, leave it to the horses, right?
Yeah.
Like if I'm kind of carrot, I could eat a little bit. But if I'm doing like my soups and all that, I grate them. Most of the time.
I find they don't cook quickly enough with the other stuff, and I don't like the crunch. But
then you got carrot cake.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Because how much oil do you put in carrot cake?
Oh, we don't talk about that. Now, zucchini.
Yeah, I like zucchini. In fact, I like zucchini more than I like zucchini bread.
Zucchini I get sick of.
Maybe because I'm Italian, you know, we grow up eating a lot of zucchini. My first memory of having zucchini, my grandmother made spaghetti. And then she fried up in olive oil just slices of zucchini.
Oh, my grandmother did that.
And it's sweet, a little bit bitter, and then put that on top of the pasta and grated cheese over.
Grandma did that fried zucchini like that with, but then scrambled eggs. Put that into, oh my God.
And the zucchini flowers into the eggs.
Never had that, but I'm going to try it now. Pumpkin.
Yeah, I know. See, like you got pumpkin and pumpkin pie.
Yes.
But there's pumpkin and squash. I don't know what, you know, like you got like the Jap pumpkin over here and a gray pumpkin.
And
but some things they call pumpkins are squashes and, you know. But I eat all that stuff.
Yeah, I eat it, but I think I prefer my pumpkin pied.
I like baked pumpkin and, you know, like with chicken and stuff like that. Mm. You know, cook it in when the chicken and the roast is cooking, get that extra flavor.
See, I would put beets in there and we won't talk about that. I get that.
Okay. Well, we just had that the other day. We did a roast chicken with the potatoes and the
pumpkin
cut up along the side. And then I said, Jeanette, how about, you know, make a stuffing? And we had a stuffing, you know. But we did have, because I wanted to try it, I brought home a box of Zatarain's long grain and wild rice.
Rice.
Okay, you open it up and it was wild inside.
There is a party. Yes.
So I cooked that up and really nice tasting, not over salty. Like a lot of times it gets packaged
and
up.
Yes, and Zats can be salty.
Yeah. So I did that and it was while I was cooking it. Jeanette had in the closet, for whatever reason, I never seemed to do anything with them. She had these dried chestnuts.
Oh, yum.
So I broke them up a bit, throw them into the water as they're cooking so they absorb all the water. Then after all that, took it all out, and then I mixed it with craisins into it and then stuffed it.
That would have been a beautiful stuffing.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Yep. I have to say so myself. All that just like comes together.
Oh, yeah. Now they're merry well.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now I'm hungry and he won't take me out. I've already tried.
All right, so I think that's it. We're going to go off to a break. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Time for housekeeping.
Okay, let's go. This is a bit sexist. I always get the housekeeping.
Oh, well.
Okay. The code for the month of July is travel. Well, everyone seemed to get out of the country.
Who picked travel?
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Brendan? Well, 4th of July, it should be bang.
That's right. Actually.
Oh, bada bing, yeah.
You know what? Executive decision right now. Bang.
Bang.
Thank you. That's what you get for having an Australian do this thing. Yeah. Okay, on the USA Foods website, you can click on the listener discount logo and find some of the treats that are available. The store is open 7 days a week. You can check the site for hours. You can subscribe to the podcast, which would be awesome because you don't have to wait for it. It'll just show up on a Wednesday morning. You can share it, and you can engage with the podcast at podcast@usafoods.com.au.
And Barbara, do we have any feedback?
We have some feedback. So first of all, just go with, I've been talking to my mother a bit this week. So she was listening, and the Brianna's dressing, she said that is the best thing for coleslaw dressing.
Oh, the Brianna's coleslaw.
So use the poppy seed one.
Oh, the poppy seed one.
Use the poppy seed one as coleslaw dressing. And so
just don't go for a drug test afterwards.
Yeah. So there's a Seinfeld episode with Elaine. I remember that. Now, Neil, our very devoted listener and always engages with us. He is going to the U.S. on the 2nd of July.
Do you got anybody else you know going to U.S. around that time?
I might be. And some a little bit later. Oh, okay. Might be visiting some people. We'll just see. So he is going to be good. So we wish him well. Yeah. And happy travels and some good food while he's there. And now we've got... Where is this? Hang on. I'm being handed papers. Things are being moved. Okay. Liz J.
Yeah, Liz J. She's talking about soup.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us about Liz J. and soup?
She's talking about, well, something I had all the time. My mother used to make it, being not an Italian, but she used to make it really good. So pasta fazool.
Yum.
You hear all of it. So an Okinawan woman, right? Is that right?
Yep, Okinawan. Yep.
Okay. And her Italian-American husband probably made his mother's recipe, as Dean Martin says, when a sauce make you drool, just like pasta fazool, that's amore. Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's why you gave me
to read that one.
That's exactly right. I knew that would happen. Now, do you have a recipe off the top of your head? Because Liz is saying none of the recipes I've found are looked at sound like what we ate that day.
Well, because probably everybody
has their own.
Yeah, makes their own. My mother used to just open up a can of peas, and my grandmother's and all that. So a can of peas and all the liquid and everything goes into a pot with onions, chopped up onions, and tomatoes, oregano, or oregano, oregano, and mix it all together, a little salt and pepper, and put your short pasta in. So short pasta with like a rigatoni. So it's round and stuff, not solid. And cook it up, mix them together, and throw some cheese over, you're done. It's a pasta fazool.
That sounds fantastic. Now, Liz also, and Liz has been with us since the beginning as well, so we do appreciate when she sends stuff in. So she's talking about the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So this is a quote. My fireworks story is highly illegal, but what the heck?
We all have those stories.
Yes. So when I moved to California, from California to Connecticut, my friend whose family lived in Connecticut asked me to take a box of fireworks to her family. I rented the biggest truck Ryder offered at the time, drove my car inside after loading up all I owned, and set off for a 7-day drive to New London with a slight deviation to the town where my friend's family lived. I also made one other slight deviation to my dad's birthplace in Iowa so I could send him a postcard with the town's postmark. When I arrived in that town, I stopped to ask someone where the post office was, then drove on. Suddenly, a man ran from the Ford dealer shouting, "Your truck's on fire! Your truck's on fire!" I slammed on the brakes and started to pull the emergency brake and then realized it was already on. So the truck, filled with car, petrol, and fireworks, wasn't on fire, but it sure looked like it. I drove the rest of the way with no emergency brake as it had burned out.
You didn't need it anyway.
No, that's right. Yeah.
It's only for emergencies.
That is exactly right. Yeah. Now, I love these stories. Now, Phil.
Yes.
You have.
Oh, my product.
Your product profile.
Product. Now, this is something we had in the store a long time ago.
Yes, and we've been wanting it.
And now it's back.
Yes.
And it's the original Hooters in the orange color. That's the Hooter brand. Wing breast.
A bit pretty in there, but true. Yeah. Yes.
Breading. Wing breading, not breasting. Yes. So it says you could try it on shrimp, fish, veggies, and more. But if you really want your wings to taste good. Mm-hmm. So you put this on first. And how would they mix up the wheat flour and the salt and the spices and whatever they put in there? And then you fry it. And then you coat it with your wing sauce. And it just clings to it. And it just comes out crispy. And it's just the way to do it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we used to, I mean, it was 10 years ago, probably our most popular item in the store.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden it disappeared. We couldn't get it.
Yes, I remember that. And now
we got it. It's back.
Are the sauces around town again or not?
We have put orders into them. I don't remember saying I was just over by the sauces. We got a lot of wing sauces, including Wing Time back again.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Which is great, Wing Time. So, but I'm so happy to see that because so many people loved it.
Yeah.
So give that a go. Hmm. And we've got knowledge nuggets. Now, just remember, if anyone out there disagrees with us or has a better knowledge nugget or something that you want to add, send it through to podcast@usafoods.com.au.
Muffy could very well have feedback on this whole show.
Yes, please. Yes, please. So, mine, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first because I don't have any.
Think time.
Think time.
No. Ding. Okay, so mine is just very simple because I bought some bacon recently and I froze some of it. When I freeze my bacon, I put it out on baking paper or wax paper, and I line it up and I kind of stack it up next to each other so I can take 3 pieces of bacon out or 5
good
pieces
idea,
of bacon.
Barbara.
And it freezes flat so you can put it in a Ziploc and then stick it in the freezer. And then once it's frozen, you can put it sideways because it's solid and kind of if you need some freezer space.
Yep.
And it's handy dandy. Thought of anything yet, Phil?
No.
No.
Other than my hands are getting wet.
The dog.
The dog is licking my fingers.
And you're letting him though, Phil. Yeah, you know, you're encouraging it.
All right. Let's go Goss now. Okay.
Oh, first of all, I'll have you read it, but Stephen Colbert mentioned it on his show. So I'm sure he can YouTube this after the conversation. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. So a massive Cheez-It was first found at Taco Bell. It's now only at one, only in Irvine, California.
Right.
I used to live down there in Orange County. So Irvine is right by John Wayne Airport.
Yes.
That's Irvine. So it's 16 times the standard size as a regular Big Cheez-It. So it's a Big Cheez-It tostada. The meal layers ground beef, sour cream, tomato, lettuce, cheddar cheese, and on a Cheez-It cracker for $2.49.
Oh,
probably
my God.
Now $3.49 by the time you get there.
Yes,
it is described as an abundant, cheesy, and nostalgic yet magically modern dining experience, according to the release. The second item Taco Bell is testing is Big Cheez-It Crunch Supreme. Crunch Wrap Supreme. Yeah. It replaces the internal tostada shell with the giant Cheez-It for $4.29. It is packed with the usual ingredients.
Yes.
They are unusual to some people, including beef, nacho cheese sauce, lettuce, tomato, and sour cream.
Ah, this experiment sounds right up my alley. Ainsley went to Taco Bell a while back and brought me home a Crunchwrap Supreme. I had never seen it before because we just had the Burrito Supreme and Taco Bell Grande. And it's a tostada with all the stuff, and then they wrap it in a flour tortilla, and then they grill it so it all sticks together.
Well,
so
last time I was at Taco Bell that I had, not on my last trip, this is going back pre-COVID, they were doing the taco shells out of chicken.
Oh,
so it was
God.
Like a fried chicken shell.
You always got to come up with something new, but eventually we run out of ideas, don't we?
Think of something else.
Okay. Now, we would like to, before we talk about next week's show and finish up, we'd like to thank everyone who attended the shop on July 2nd to celebrate Canada Day and 4th of July. Hope you enjoyed the day.
Yes, I hope so.
It's one of those very special times where we get to see lots of people. And so, again, thank you very much for your patronage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And next week's show, we're going to talk about jailbreaks.
Well, Jail food.
Oh, jail food. But jail breaks.
Yes.
Got
well,
jail breaks too.
Yes.
Well, you break into jail to eat.
He was being fancy. He's being fancy. But, you know, a few things. I found someone that that used to cook in her jail cell.
Martha Stewart. You know, I was going to say something.
I knew it, but no. So I think from that to the food that they offer in prison, and so a few other things. So we'll, not just the fruit wine that they make. We'll find out.
In fact, speaking of Martha, we do have some of our new products coming in.
Oh, tell me. So we've got the cake mixes.
Yeah,
maybe?
The cake mixes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't tell you. You can tell me. I can't keep a secret. Sorry.
That's a good thing.
I was saying. Ah, now, Phil, do you want to do this one?
No, you could do it. It's
Well, they were asking. This comes from Asking Julia, child, Auntie Julia in our house. Is there any food that you hate? She said, I just hate health food.
It can be pretty boring.
It can be. God bless her.
But they have come a long way, health food. I mean, back in her day, it was... Yeah.
It was like those kale sandwich crackers and cottage cheese all of that. We are better now. You know, you can have butter and roast chicken and all those things.
That's not health food. No, most health food people are vegetarians or vegan.
You can be a clean carnivore as well.
Well, I figured if the chicken is eaten or the cow is eating grass, he's a vegetarian already.
That's right. So you're just part of the circle of life. That's all it is. That's it.
Okay.
On that note.
Yeah, I know. Just keep those cards and letters coming in, folks.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Next week. Bye.
Just don't make me choose.